Hello, good morning. You're tuned into CNBC TV 18 podcast. I am Anisha Jain. Well, if you are a bull, you must have had a pretty good day yesterday because the records get tumbled and what a stellar run we saw in the markets yesterday. The Sensex and the Nifty posted the biggest one-day gain since 2009 and closed at fresh record levels. In fact, the Nifty Bank reported the biggest one-day gain ever and that also hit an intraday record high of 30,830 thereabouts. The Nifty Midcap Index as well, the biggest one-day gain ever, and that index was up around 690 points yesterday. So that tells you the kind of run that we had yesterday on account of the exit polls that suggest that the BJP-led NDA would come to power at the center. Of course, we'll get to know the final results on 23rd May, but the excitement definitely getting built up in the Indian markets already. The volatility index, that one slipped around 16%, and that's the biggest one-day fall that we have seen since February 2017. And for today as well, the experts believe that it'll be the domestic cues versus the global cues that we'll follow, and there is a possibility that we'll hit a fresh record high today on the Nifty. In fact, if you look at SGX Nifty right now, it already suggests that we might start ahead of that 11,856 mark, which was the all-time high for Nifty. So definitely fresh records coming in for the Indian markets today again. But the big question is whether the rally would be sustained or there will be some profit booking that comes in. Because remember, we are talking about how DIIs are sitting on the sidelines and they were waiting for the election outcome. But if you look at the cash equity volumes yesterday, the DIIs actually booked profits worth around 542 crores and it were the FIIs that pumped in money of around 1730 crores. So yes, a bit of reversal of trend when it comes to the cash inflows, but keep in mind that the DIIs are still sitting on the sidelines. So whether they will book profits before we reach that 12,000 mark or the other ones that will drive us towards that 12,000 mark is yet to be seen. Other than that, the global cues are a bit sluggish. Remember, the US markets ended lower on account of fresh trade tensions as the Huawei discussions move forward. Remember, there has been some fallout from the US on crackdown for Huawei and how Google, Intel, Qualcomm, etc. are not going to give the softwares or hardwares to Huawei. So that has created a bit of tension and that's the reason Nasdaq was down 1.5% in trade yesterday. Asia this morning is a bit mixed, but if you look at crude, that one has come off the highs and is now trading around that $72 per barrel mark. Keep an eye out on rupee as well in trade. Yesterday it opened 1% with a 1% move at around 69.30, but ended the day around 69.70. So let's see how that one moves today. Other than that, we have a lot of stocks to deal with. Tata Motors, for example, which came out with results yesterday. While the standalone performance was weak, it was the JLR turnaround that needs to be tracked because the numbers beat expectation with respect to the margins as far as JLR is concerned, as well as they returned to positive free cash flow, and that's the biggest takeaway. Other than that, for BPCL and HPCL, for BPCL, the revenue came a little lower than expectation, but the reported GRM at around close to $6 per barrel are ahead of expectations. For HPCL, it were the inventory gains, forex gains, etc. that led the rally because the profit came in at 2,970 crores versus expectation of sub 1,900 crores. For UBL, however, there is no cheer because the company's margin came off drastically. The margins are at 10.5% now versus the expectation of 15.5%. Torrent Pharma, the number look weak. Of course, there is a loss versus a profit last year on account of exceptionals, but other than that, also revenue is a miss. For HEG, the margins are definitely a miss because they came at 58% versus 73% earlier. But there is an auditor comment with respect to some material uncertainty regarding some of the subsidiaries. So keep an eye on that. For Adani Green, there is an OFS coming up around 5.6%. So keep an eye on that. And a lot of results to track. Tech Mahindra, Bharat Financial, DLF, GSPL, CG Consumer, etc. So whole host of issues to track today, but it looks like it'll be another day when we start off in the green.